All right. First, Leo, if you could give me your name and title, please.
Okay. It's Leo McDonald. I'm the founder and past president of RCAF USA. And more importantly, we're a rancher and feeder up in Montana.
Okay. Now, we're talking about National Animal Identification System. And I wonder if you could, I guess you were one of the presenters today, and you were talking a little bit about RCAF's concerns and recommendations regarding a National Animal Identification System. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay. RCAF, our membership policy is we don't support a mandatory National ID program. Obviously, how could you when you don't know what it's going to be? But we have been involved with the NAIS working group, cattle working group, since day one. And probably the message, you know, that I was sending today is let's get back with this, get back to what this was all supposed to be about, and that is an animal health trace back program for cattle producers. And, you know, there's a lot of mixed messages out there. It's been caused, I think, in part from downstream segments who interests probably are different. Maybe it's more the creation of a new industry to service this program or whatever. But, you know, I was trying to get people focused back on animal health traceback.
Of course, the thing we've heard over and over here is privacy and confidentiality. Do you think we can have a workable animal ID system that protects privacy and confidentiality at the same time?
Oh, I'm sure we can. I mean, we have it in other systems. Our farm IDs, you know, that you have through what, farms, FAS or FSA? Everybody has a farm ID. You know, that's not accessible to everybody. That's been kept very confidential. We happen to be in an area of the world or the United States where we put a hot iron on cattle. And in that perspective, we haven't had confidentiality since we first branded our first animal because they're all registered brands. Anybody can call the State Department and find out who owns that brand, or you can go buy one of the Cattle Women's brand books. But I think going deeper than that, to actual confidentiality of some of the data that may be collected as you go along, yeah, there's a legitimate concern. The liability thing, as we look at people talk about shared liability, moving it back upstream to a rancher when, in fact, it might not even have been his problem. I might have had happened to one of the downstream segments or happened there. You know, there's a real concern, but those are all workable. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we can get through this, and what we've got to do is get past all the naysayers, and we got to get past all the proponents that come out with these smoke and mirror promises. I mean, it's on both sides. Get back to just the straight heart of the issue. Animal health traceback, and we can address confidentiality and liability. And I really don't think that it needs to be mandated. I think if you have a set of guidelines that have been put together by producers, our state animal health departments, and our folks at APHIS, and then get the states to start incorporating them, you know, I think it'll come. And I think that's a much better way to do it in a country like the United States. My bottom line is get back to the basics. Make this for cattle producers. Get back to your NAIS, working cattle group. We're the ones that are going to have to pay for it. We're the ones that's going to be burdened with the regulation. Use some of the systems that we've been using for years that are already in place. Obviously, where those systems don't work, you may have to adopt something new. But keep it simple. Keep it efficient. Build trust. And I'm a great believer in using your state animal health departments. I'm more fearful of letting this data get into private hands than I am into our state animal health. We have a great working relationship with our state animal health, and when I see some of the groups that are trying to privatize this thing to control the data, and some of those groups are groups that have been actively lobbied against U.S. cattle producers' issues. It is serious business. And I think most people have that relationship with their state animal health department. So let us design this ourselves, since we're going to be saddled with the expense and the work.
All right. Thank you very much, Leo.